Help me, Floofy Wolf. You're our only hope. That is right, folks. The Linux Age Verification Rebellion has begun. Thanks for checking out this video by Switch to Linux. If you like this type of content, subscribe to the channel to receive more. Leave us a like and a comment down below. And we have been talking a lot about age verification, and everybody's been talking a lot about age verification. Hopefully we've done it enough to the point where you're actually trying to reach out and talk to senators and raising awareness. And the reality is outside of the privacy sphere and the geeky Linux sphere, I have not seen anybody talk about this stuff. And that is the most damaging thing that I've seen. But I want to talk about how the pushback is beginning. And of course, I open up by saying, Floofy Wolf, what's that all about? Well, Floofy Wolf wrote this amazing, amazing post here on the Debian listserv. And I'm not going to read all of it. I am going to provide a link for this in the description, and I would highly encourage you to have a look at this. It says here, on the need for censorship API for legal compliance reasons in some countries and U.S. states. Of course, the age verification is rolling out, and a couple states are starting to push this, and everyone's scrambling to talk about, do we have to do this? But we have forgotten the fact that most places around the world have a lot of robust censorship laws. And you don't see the Linux community running around trying to create censorship APIs to prevent you from talking about things. And so this was an absolutely brilliant article here that he wrote to say, what are we doing? Let's kind of push back against this a little bit. Let's kind of see what happens. Because as he makes the statement in here, there's all sorts of weird policies that are simply selectively enforced. We don't really know what's going on. Linux is such a small portion. And frankly, I think that most of these politicians passing this have never seen anything that's not an iPhone or a stock Android. They've never seen something except a MacBook or a Windows Surface PC or something. They have no earthly idea that they're meddling with the entire infrastructure of the entirety of the world. And that really is the point that Floofy Wolf is making. It is this tongue-in-cheek argument saying, hey, let's just go and do the most absurd thing to comply with every possible law. So we're going to read some of this here. I'm going to skip over some sections because it is long and I really want you to go check this out and have a look at it. Recently, a proposal has been made to implement API for new California censorship regulation on the unfortunate need for age verification API for legal compliance reasons in some U.S. states by Aaron Rainbolt. So I believe this approach outlined to be very short-sighted, and that creating the bespoken API for each of the hundreds of government censorship requirements that Debian will presumably now be following will result in much duplication of effort and an unreliable user experience in which important censorship restrictions may be missed and not implemented. As such, with people now supporting the idea that Debian should implement government censorship requests, even creating new standards if needed. I propose the creation of a censorship framework to speed implementation of current and future censorship regulations. On installation, the user will be required to enter their location. This information may be pre-filled with the device location, GPS, or other source of location data like IP geolocation, selected time zone, etc. are available. If the user enters a location that does not match the gathered location data, this will be immediately stored and sent to authorities in both detected location and the entered location to alert them of a citizen potentially trying to evade censorship regulations. If the location entered requires further information, such as whether an encrypted license had been acquired, the user's age, etc., it will be requested at this point. The process will also be repeated every time a user account is created and will require implementation in both graphic and text-based account management utilities, wow, I can't speak today, such as add user. This location and user data will be managed by a new daemon, the systemd censored, and stored in in encrypted form and otherwise protected so as not to be readable or modifiable by any user on the system. To ensure privacy, great care must be taken to prevent a user from being able to access other users' personal information and to ensure compliance with censorship regulations so no user may be able to change their location in any fashion which bypasses the dedicated utilities, which will perform the required location validation and discrepancy authority notice functions when the user requests to change their location, such as for moving a house or for travel. System D units will be created for every desired censorship function and will be started based on the user's location. For example, a user in Kazakhstan will implement government-required backdoor, a unit in China will implement keyword scans and web access blocks. A unit for Florida will ban all packages with the word trans in the name, 201 packages in the current stable distribution. A unit for Oklahoma will ensure all educational software is compliant with the Christian Holy Bible. A unit for the entire United States will prevent installation of any program capable of decoding DVDs or Blu-ray media. And a unit for California will provide the user's age to all applications and all websites from which applications may be downloaded and can be seen. Multiple units can be started for a given location. All communication will be over D-Bus, with the application proactively asking System D censored for permissions to perform any operations which may be foreseeable by restricted anywhere in the world. A standardized list of permissions will need to be developed, as well as a standard personal data field such as user age, blobs for storage of media player keys, digital rights management content could also be added for future functionality. Since keyword scanning and web filtering is extremely common in government interest, a dedicated daemon for this function should be created with kernel hooks to allow inspection of all internal program structures as well as internet traffic. This daemon should be started with a different filter configured files for each System D unit triggered the user's location to comply. The book bans commonly in many U.S. states, such as restricting access to books on LGBTQ topics or have other non-white characters. This module would also be automatically search the file system for prohibited ebook files. Many packages will need to be altered to include specific functionality relevant to censorship, including dpackage. For example, installing Tor will be prohibited in many countries, and some packages like Fortune's Off will be restricted based on the user's age, and will most games. Web browsers will have to be patched to send users' age to all website hosting applications for download. Encrypting packages will have to check if the systemd unit limiting encryption strength is running, and set their maximum key length. Disable features and send private keys to specific IP addresses determined by the unit. All right, so we're going to stop there. There's three paragraphs left, and I'm going to encourage you to click the link in the description of the video and go and read the whole thing, read the rest of the last bit, and this is brought to us by Floofy Wolf, so you are our only hope, apparently. Not entirely, though, because Ageless Linux is here, folks. I had said in the latest one we're going to start seeing Linux distributions set up on the option that is going to start seeking to actively bypass all of these methods. And so Ageless Linux is here. And these guys are actually on a campaign to set up a $12, I think they're using the Raspberry Pi Nanos Nanos. And they're basically patching in a Debian system, which has a simple store that does nothing but offer the little snake game. And it specifically violates all of the laws intentionally. And they're going to go to every school they can and simply hand these $12 devices out to children everywhere. Just because these guys are just seeking to absolutely be the rebels of the whole thing. They are battling the empire here, folks, and we have got to get online. Help me, Fluffy Woof. You are my only hope. Okay, so Debian-based operating system is Ageless Linux. Now, this is a long site. I'm going to also include this in the description. I encourage you to go read it, support it. This is actually, if we go down to the bottom, this is put together by... let's see. FFWF Robotics. So this is basically, it looks like they're just doing training and education in single board computer modules. I don't know anything else about them. But effectively what they do here is they kind of go through how absurd these laws are, focusing specifically on the one in California, stating that, you know, what is defining an operating system? What are we defining as an operating system? So they say, and this is from the law, operating system provider means a person or entity that develops, licenses, or controls controls the operating system on a computer, mobile device, or any other general purpose in computer device. And by the way, this is something I didn't notice when I read the law. Develops, licenses, or controls. Well, we are all now developers of the software once we've installed Linux and customized it to our needs because we are now in control of that system. But what he says here is that Ageless Linux controls the operating system software on your general purpose computing device. Specifically, we control the contents of Etsy OS release, which is the file that identifies which operating system you are running. So after installing Ageless Linux, you can run cat Etsy OS release, and it says Ageless Linux. That is its control. Furthermore, any individual who runs our conversation script also becomes a person who controls the operating system software on a general purpose computing device, making you the user and operating system provider as well. So, you know, this basically means every single computer user. And then they define applications. They're defining users. And what they're basically doing here is effectively, you can install the base Debian and then simply run their script. And all their script does is just changes the Etsy OS release to, say, Ageless Linux. Basically converting a basic raw Debian into Ageless Linux. And they say, important, by running the script, you will become an operating system provider. You are the person who controls the operating system software on a general purpose computing device. If a child uses your computer, you're required by 1798501A1 to provide an accessible interface account set that collects their age. The add user command does not ask for your age. We recommend not thinking about this. So basically the impossibility. And effectively, this entire thing is going through saying how absurd this is. They talk about what the law actually teaches children. This app lets you, so basically they have an IRC client. And what their argument here is, in the past times past where, you know, when I first received the internet and, you know, I never touched the internet. I think I was maybe 16 or so when our school got the internet. I know some of you young Gen Z guys with your Wikipedia, like, no, that's not really true because the internet was around since the 70s, you know, because you go on and you read something, you have no concept of what society was before you were born. But let me tell you, yeah, like, five people in the world may have had the internet in the 70s, okay, as it was turned on in a couple different universities. By the 80s, very, 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 very few people had the ability to run something like this. It wasn't until the early 90s that internet was available, albeit deeply expensive and hard to access. It wasn't until the late 90s that it became down to the point where the average person could go in and afford it if they could afford a basic computer. And for reference, my computer, which was not a super high-end computer at the time, my computer at that time was over $2,000 in 1990s money, which is easily like, you know, buying a stick of RAM now, I guess. I know. It was extraordinarily expensive. I flipped a lot of cheeseburgers to get that computer. All right. And I only did it because I knew computers were going to be in the world. I was a technophobe. But I got that. And then I got internet. And actually, before I even got the internet, I played Warcraft 2 with a friend over a Telnet connection. I mean, that's what it was before that. But we got internet in my high school when I was probably 15 or 16, something like that. And back then, it's like, do not ever put any information about you on the internet. No real names, you know. And that was the thing. So what they say here is the IRC chat says, when they boot it up, that says, this app lets you chat with people on the internet. If you're a kid, ask an adult before chatting online. This is not a legal requirement. It's just good advice. That is what the app does. But what the law does instead is, now consider what a child learns on AB 1043 compliant device. The child wants to use an app. The app requests an age bracket signal from the OS. The OS reports the child is under 13. The app's connect button is grayed out. The child who's been using the computer since they were 4 goes back to the settings screen, changes their birth date to 2005, returns to the app, which now lets them talk to strangers because the system believes they're 21 years old. The child has learned the following lesson. Legal compliance prompts are obstacles to be bypassed. The drop-down menu that asks your age is not there to protect you. It's there because a legislature required it. The correct response is a lie. Everyone knows this. The legislature knows this. The platforms know this. The child knows this. And it basically says this is effectively prohibition. What did prohibition do? Of course, if you're not familiar with history, the prohibition in 1900s, early 1900s, the United States government passed a constitutional amendment banning alcohol because alcohol consumption was a bad problem. And what happened? Everybody stopped drinking, right? No, it's an addiction, you fool. They just went underground and got sneakier at it, and it produced a two-tier society and effectively empowered the mob. Did not stop Americans drinking. What did is remarkable efficiency. It taught an entire generation that the law is something to be circumvented. It created a culture of scoff laws, of people who understood from direct personal experience a law could be simulated, simultaneously enforced, and universally ignored. The damage was not sobriety. The damage was to be perceived legitimacy of the law itself. AB 1043 does this to 10-year-olds. The first meaningful interaction a child has with a legal compliance system will be the moment they learn to lie to it. Not because they are deviant, not because they lack supervision, because the system is designed in a way that makes lying rational, obvious, universal response. Every child will lie. Every child will succeed. Every child will learn this is how the law works. It asks you a question. You give it the answer it wants to hear, and then you do whatever you're going to do anyway. The ageless device does not participate in this, and a child using our IRC client will see a sentence of honest advice from a human being. A child using a compliant platform will see a drop-down menu they already know to lie. We believe we know which is better for children. Now, I do want to point something out. When I read this the first time, I thought, well, no, this is actually not correct because the child can't go back and change their age in the system. It has to be the person to set the account, and presumably there are a basic user who can't. Now, they actually did clarify and get this correct, more correct and in more clear places down the road. But what their basic point here is that the kids know more about setting up the device and their parents do in these cases. The kids are more able to circumvent this, which is why we have to rely on parents being parents and monitoring them and introducing the digital child neglect laws. If your child is getting hurt on the internet, then we need to start looking at why you're a bad parent rather than the tech company or the manufacturer of the device or the developer of the software. Because it is your child, you need to be the one monitoring what they are doing. Now, what they're actually doing here is this is what they're doing. This is the ageless device and the app store. The device is a $15 single board computer, Milk V Duo S, RISC V ARM, 512 RAM, Wi-Fi 6, you know, etc. It has a USB keyboard input, micro USB card, running with Debian with the ageless overlay pre-flash in flagrant mode. At first boot, it collects the user's name and explicitly refuses to collect their age. The App Store, the device connects to store.agelesslinux.org, a covered application store under the California law. The catalog includes a Python learning environment, a text editor, a snake game, and an IRC client with an honest disclaimer instead of an age gate, and an 8-line script called PP, which displays the word PP in large letters and does nothing else, which, of course, will make every school child giggle. Yeah. Okay. So under AB 1043, each of these applications requires an age bracket signal before launch. The maximum fine for PP is $7,500 per child. The plan: these devices cost between $6 and $18. Beginning January 2027, they will be physically handed to children at school STEM fairs and library maker spaces. Each one is an unambiguous, documented, intentional violator of AB 1043 at per unit cost lower than the price of lunch. Okay. So he goes in here how you might want to get involved and distribute it. They say Ageless Linux does not ask you. Let's see. Let me read this here. Under AB 43, the account holder, defined as an individual who is at least 18 years of age, or a parent or legal guardian, a person who is under 18 years of age, the law requires the operating system to ask you to indicate the birth, date, age, or both of the user of the device. Ageless Linux will not ask you this. To install Ageless Linux for your child, install Debian, create a user account. You will notice add user, ask for their full name, room number, work number, and phone, but not their age. Run Ageless Linux conversion script, hand the computer to the child. You will now have distributed an operating system to a minor with no verification age whatsoever, and that will cost you $7,500 per application they run. So it will return age not known to anything that wants it. They do actually define here a child, and this is actually an interesting argument they make. So under a child is the user is defined as a child is the primary user of the device. Under this, the child means a person under 18. If you're 17, the statute considers you a child. If you're a 17-year-old maintaining your own Arch install, the California legislature considers you a child who needs an age gate before you can launch an application you compiled yourself. Ageless Linux does not categorize users by age. This is not an invitation to circumvent a safety measure. There is no safety measure to circumvent. There is a data collection requirement imposed on an operating system we decline to implement. And there is a refusal on every page. So they do talk here about what compliance looks like. They talk about good faith efforts for safe harbor and a bunch of other things. So effectively what these guys are doing is saying, hey, we are going to absolutely push against this. In fact, any Linux distribution can actually install this script, which will convert your Linux distro, whatever you're running, into an ageless Linux distro, which flagrantly violates it. They actually have a list of the state laws. So this is law in California. The Texas law is currently blocked. Utah and Louisiana are currently law. The states working on it, Colorado, Illinois, New York. There is the federal, which is pending, still in committee. These guys are bills, not yet. They've been introduced. Brazil is law. And then they talk here about two methods here. This is where they're looking at the attestation versus the verification. They talk about how both of these are problematic. So, and then they actually talk about the cost of giving a child a computer could be, you know, in Brazil, $9.4 million. So, and these guys are actually just asking to be caught up in all this. Here's the various lobbyists. They have a lot of information about who you can reach out to. As far as distros, as of March 2026, this is actually awesome because it gives us a layout of distros. And the way this is written, I actually think this is probably going to be updated with accurate information. So you can probably bookmark this site, which is agelesslinux.org, and you can keep an eye on this. So this actually has what's going on. Ubuntu Canonical's watching, Debian's discussing, Fedora's exploring, System76 is opposed, Arch Linux is silent, although I did see something on Twitter today that apparently Arch Linux, at least one version of Arch Linux, I did see in the post of the Arch 32, which I think was the 32-bit version of Arch, which is not officially Arch, but that was being blocked in Brazil. I heard about that. I didn't verify it. Kicksecure Hunix is complying. And this one's really troubling to me because Hunix, of course, if you're unaware of Hunix, this is basically a VM means of accessing the Tor network. So how can you possibly comply with this law on a Tor network node? Now, it's not as simple as that. Hunix, of course, is one of the dual VM systems you can set up to anonymize your internet through a VM system. And it's interesting that they have compliance, but I haven't read that specifically. Midnight, of course, completely excluding. Omarchy, Andwin are refusing. Ageless Linux, of course, flagrantly refusing. And then SteamOS is also silent. They do have a discussion of age verification, which is one of the means that is being discussed by Aaron Reinbolt, which, of course, we talked about with Floofy Wolf there earlier. And he's proposing this. And effectively, what they're going to do with Ageless Linux is any distro that has the age verification, the running the Ageless Linux script will overwrite that with age verification 1, which will return null information. And so they basically have a means that you can run this, and they're going to hold tight. They have they say you can convert any Debian system to Ageless Linux here. They have a flagrant mode here. Flagrant. Yeah, it smells good too. Right? The flagrant mode here is no API stub, no fig leaf installs, a readable refuse notice intended for devices that will be physically handed to children. So you can set it up in this mode here, which will basically say we refuse. It's not just silent, we just refuse. Net install, they say they will have these, but they're not out yet. These are going to be based on single board computers. Which one's these? Okay, this is a net install ISOs, probably for basic computers. Yeah, there's AMD 64, ARM 64, RISC-V boards, and that's just a basic net install. Then we have the Milk 5 Duo S, also pending. And then, of course, they have the store, which will have some other things in it. This is actually the list of everything in there. This is funny. The calculator, you know, got to get the age to get that calculator there. As far as hardware, they're just kind of mentioning the RISC computers, the single boards, things like that. And then they actually mention a lot of things down here that children have used computers for over the years. And then they have a lot of various citations here as well. So the rebellion has indeed begun. This is fascinating to me. So I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye on Ageless Linux. And I would like to know your thoughts about these as well. Thanks for watching. And let me know, how are you going to be responding to your age verifications? Let me know in the comments down below.